This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 25th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As we look around Israel today, the weather remains pleasant. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying clear skies, with a gentle breeze making it a nice day to be outdoors. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing mild temperatures, perfect for a stroll along the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, Jerusalem Post reports from earlier today on an IDF operation. The IDF struck Hezbollah rocket launches in southern Lebanon during an overnight raid. Also, Ynet reports just in that Iran has amassed 11 tons of uranium. This amount could potentially yield up to 10-0 nuclear weapons. Also this hour, Times of Israel discusses the U.S. role in protecting Hormuz shipping during the 1980s. The report questions if such protection could be repeated against current Iranian threats. Separately, JNS reports on IDF strikes in Lebanon. This comes after Hezbollah violated a ceasefire by firing rockets into Israel. And finally, according to earlier reporting from JNS, an extension of a pause in fighting was announced by Trump following the ceasefire violation. Reaction has been swift. On social media, Ihab Hassaneh, a commentator, shared just minutes ago that Israel seems to be pushing the Palestinian Authority towards collapse by delaying payments to its employees. Aaron David Miller, a seasoned analyst, posted that the elements for a successful U.S.-Iran deal are currently absent, with negotiations facing significant hurdles. From Ynet News, a post earlier today highlights the stalling of U.S.-Iran talks, with Iran dismissing a blockade and expressing a willingness to negotiate. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF's overnight operation. The operation targeted Hezbollah rocket launchers in areas north of the forward defense line. Sources from the Jerusalem Post indicate that the strikes aim to disrupt Hezbollah's capabilities. This strategic move underscores heightened tensions in the region. Turning to Iran's uranium stockpile, Ynet reports that the majority of this accumulation followed the 2018 collapse of the nuclear deal. The material is stored at various enrichment levels. This development raises alarms about regional security and nuclear proliferation. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel examines U.S. military strategies in the Strait of Hormuz. The challenges now include small IRGC gunboats and complex geopolitical dynamics. Such scenarios complicate U.S. efforts to ensure safe passage for international shipping. On the diplomatic front, the IDF's recent actions in Lebanon follow Israel's response to Hezbollah's ceasefire breach. JNS highlights that this escalation occurred just as diplomatic efforts to extend a pause in fighting were underway. This presents a fragile balance between military actions and peace negotiations. Turning to business and markets, first, CTEC reports that Protego has backed Rillian with a $17.5 million seed round. This investment aims to bridge gaps in defense AI, enhancing security technology adoption. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes a mixed trend in the stock market. While the dollar has strengthened by 1%, analysts anticipate a possible interest rate cut due to ongoing economic uncertainties. And finally, Walla Business highlights continued optimism on Wall Street. A ceasefire announcement between Israel and Lebanon has encouraged investors, pushing markets to new highs. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.